Hello, good morning, and welcome to the Finance Show here on tiptv.co.uk. It is Friday, the 12th of May, 2017, 50 years to the day that the greatest ever pop song was released. I'll tell you at the end of the segment what it was, but it was actually better than... The one song I think was better than the Beatles. A rock star in his own right in the financial world, Mark Oswald, strategist at ADM Investor Services International. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Well, we've obviously got quite a lot of important US data, which we can go through a bit later when you put up the calendar. I think the other things which are very significant today is what's going on in China. This morning we had the 5-10-year curve in China inverting for the first time. That despite the fact that the PBOC actually injected about $50 billion extra. A lot of the pull upwards in Chinese yields is actually not due to the government bond sector, but rather people hedging their corporate bonds, which where the yield spreads are widening very rapidly. As a comparison, you've got 5-year yields around about 3.5, 3.6, and triple A, according to China's rating agency, corporate bonds are on well over 6. So it shows you that the squeeze that they're trying to put on leverage and the so-called weapons of mass Ponzi, i.e. wealth management products, is starting to have an impact. And you're also seeing it impacting in the industrial metals sector. I think a lot of people really aren't paying enough attention to the big falls that we've now seen in iron ore. And interestingly, obviously, it doesn't bode too well for the oil market. And in that respect, another story today, which I found particularly interesting, that the IEA is now going to completely revisit its global oil long-term global oil demand forecast, because it's been announced that both India and China are looking to, well, India's looking to have electrify its car sector completely by 2032, and China is certainly aiming to have about 20% of cars on the road by 2020 being electric. Now, you know, these are ambitious. You know, these are ambitions rather than things which they'll necessarily achieve. But I think what people need to remember here is that this has got its own momentum. Whatever Mr. Trump wants to do in terms of bolstering the fossil fuel sector, that has a world of its own, and China needs to go down that road because its pollution is appalling.
By Tesla.
Yeah.
Well, let's go on to the slides of the day. We've got most popular in business and finance, most cheeky story, I think, of the day, maybe the year. Lloyd's chief executive says taxpayer to make £500 million on bank rescue. Well, along the way, shareholders didn't do too well, and savers didn't do too well either.
Yeah, and what was that? You know, £500 million on it was many tens of billions, if I remember.
£20.3 billion officially.
Yes, so over 10 years or 9 years, it's not exactly the world's best rate of return, is it?
As much as most, you know, like a decent, a well-paid FTSE 100 CEO.
Absolutely.
Going on to the next slide, which is. Poor old Jess Staley, he's under the cosh. It's annus horribilis, isn't it, really? But he's taken another knock when the bank confirmed he had been deceived by emails purportedly from the lender's chairman, John McFarlane. Well, it could happen to anyone.
It could.
Maybe they should try and find out who was to blame on that. new Uber blow as European legal advisor. Well, it's actually the European Court of Justice said the service should be licensed like taxis. Given my experience in these vehicles, I'm not quite sure that that's actually an appropriate thing to anything but a taxi.
You would be saying, you're saying they're basically overreaching by calling them taxis.
Yes, in fact, the other week, this is a little anecdote, I hailed one and it said your driver may be hard of hearing or deaf. But I think that was more in a reference, when I got in the cab, it was actually more referring to his use of English or ability to use English. So I think that was a good ploy, though. Next up, we've got economic calendar, US CPI, advanced retail sales, and University of Michigan confidence. So what's on your mind?
So on this, we're looking for a fairly substantial rebound on month-on-month terms in US CPI, and that certainly seems to be the case from what we saw from much stronger than expected PPI and import prices. And it's debatable which one is the more important, CPI or the retail sales numbers. Probably the retail sales. We've had two very weak months at the headline level, -0.2 in both February and March. The Fed has told us that it thinks the slowdown in personal consumption in Q1 was transitory, as they call it. So we really need these numbers to come in as expected. So we're looking for 0.6% at the headline level. More importantly, perhaps the core measure, the so-called control group measure, which excludes the more volatile items, is expected to post a 0.4% gain after 0.6. So it does show that underlying spending trends are still quite solid, despite some headwinds from both gasoline and autos.
Okay, let's go on to FX sentiment powered by Oanda, and see the traders there short up to the eyeballs of dollar Canadian, which is an interesting move. Presumably, dollar Canadian goes up, oil goes down.
It's been partly oil related. It's been also to do with the Canadian housing market woes. They're now seeing their property bubble starting to explode, and with Moody's downgrading all the big Canadian banks due to their exposures to the housing market. Things are not looking too rosy for the Canadian.
Maybe Mark Carney can go back and sort it out.
Maybe there's quite a few people in the Treasury Select Committee here in the UK who would like to see precisely that happen.
Okay, let's go on to the next slide, which is gold ETF is supplied by the Investors Intelligence. Potential higher low, RSI is turning up from oversold, favourable risk to reward ratio here for entry for the brave, I suppose, at this stage. Going on to the S&P 500, the co-report index taking a breather to the underside of 2400. Being a bit stuck around that level now. Hopefully it'll be third or fourth time lucky there. The 14-day RSI is comfortably positioned with plenty of room to allow a rally. Going on again, trade of the day, technical trade of the day, TIP-TV trade of the day, Henderson Group daily chart. Bullish break on chart, RSI well positioned, yes, just over 60. Buy the pullback to £2.35, objective £2.50. Stops below, presumably, £2.30. And broker recommendations, it's a very, very confident Barclays Capital, given that the share price of BT currently is £2.97 or something like that, and we've got all those job losses, etc. Lloyds Banking, Berenberg seem to be on a different planet to the rest of us, with a sell and a 55 pence target, just now that the distressed seller is out, HM government. And then Pearson, Liberum, ignoring the strategic review of educational publisher Pearson, and coming up with a £3.60 target. I think the shares are around £7 at the moment, so they're not things are, they're being a bit depressing, I think, there. And then finally, probably my favourite at the moment, Marks and Spencer's, just because Archie Norman is now chairman. The man can walk on water, obviously.
Apparently, yes.
Right, so just to finish off, we have a financial warning here for men who are rich and thinking of getting married, don't do it. And if you are married, don't get rich, because you'll have to give half of it away. Or 40%, I think it's 40.7%, a judge orders City Trader to pay ex-wife $453 million. I think if I had to pay that much out, I might actually try and reconcile with the estranged party. But on that note, so Mark Oswald, strategist at ADM Investor Services, thank you very much for opening the TIP TV Finance Show today.